The boathouse on the southeastern side of the river was on the verge of collapse, like so many things in Midworld. Bats roosted heads down from the rafters and fat spiders scuttered up the walls. They were all glad to be out of it and back under the open sky. Bix tied up and joined them. They each embraced him, being careful not to hug tight and hurt his old bones. When they'd all taken their turn, the old man wiped his eyes, then bent and stroked Oi's head.
"Keep him well, do, Sir Thrakken."
"Oi," the bumbler replied. Then, "Bix."
The old man straightened, and again they heard his bones crackle. He put his hands to the small of his back and winced. "Will you be able to get back across okay?" Eddie asked.
"Oh, aye," Bix said. "If it was spring, I might not, though I ain't so placid when the snow melts and the rains come. But now, piece of piss. The storm's still some way off. I crank for a bit against the current, then click the bolt tight so I can rest and not slip backwards. And I crank some more. It might take 4 hours instead of one, but I'll get there. I always have, anyway. I only wish I had some more food to give ye."
"We'll be fine," Roland said.
"Good, then. Good."
The old man seemed reluctant to leave. He looked from face to face, seriously, then grinned, exposing toothless gums.
"We're well met along the path, are we not?"
"So we are," Roland agreed.
"And if you come back this way, stop and visit a while with old Bix. Tell him of your adventures."
"We will," Susanna said, although she knew they would never be this way again. It was a thing they all knew.
"And mind the Starkblast. It's nothing to fool with. But you might have a day yet, or even two. He's not turning circles yet, are ye, Oi?"
"Oi,"
the bumbler agreed.
Bix fetched a sigh. "Now you go your way," he said, "and I go mine. We'll both be laid up under cover soon enough."
Roland and his tet started up the path.
"One other thing," Bix called after them, and they turned back. "If you see that cussed Andy, tell him I don't want no songs and I don't want my god's damned horoscope read."
"Who's Andy?" Jake called back.
"Ah, never mind. You probably won't see him anyway."
That was the old man's last word on it, and none of them remembered it, although they did meet Andy in the farming community of Colibrin Sturgis. But that was later, after the storm had passed.